Hi and welcome to the Corporate Life Podcast. My name is Hina Siddiqui and I loved and hated my corporate jobs for years. This podcast is going to empower you to go high on your career without losing yourself. I invite you to join me each week as you will hear real cool stories of the real cool corporate people doing real things in the corporate world. And their experiences and advice can change your story too. Hi, this is Hina Siddiqui and you are listening to the Corporate Life Podcast. Today, let's decode a topic that affects us all, the energy of money and how our society, education system, and culture have passed on their limitations to us and have literally blocked our capacity to create money abundance in our life and careers. And I have with me once again on this show, my very dear friend, Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom Hypnoacuity. Robert is the author of several books that inspire individuals to break free from societal constraints and tap into their limitless potential. Hi, Robert. Welcome to the show once again. It's such a pleasure to have you always.
Well, it's my honor and privilege to be here, Hina, because we have conversations that expand people's lives and it raises them out of where they were yesterday. Yeah. And that's what the thing is, you know, we're going to talk about money mindset, but the more you use the word mindset, the more you stay in yesterday, because your mindset comes from the outside world. It's the free flowing energy of the frequencies of money, but it's your wisdom and energy and your insight and your innovation. That is your wealth. That is your money. We try to make money the outcome. It isn't the money. It's the wisdom you attain. And see, the world encompasses a dollar bill backbone. And yes, this is a dollar bill backbone. I'll just use it. You're either flopping in the wind or you're bent over. Because money itself is innocent of everything we blame it for. Yeah. Money is just a frequency and energy. And you know, the business plans and all this, they're just plans.
We're going to talk about it in more detail, Robert, today. Before we do that, I would like to first ask you this question. What makes you an expert to talk about this money topic? Because I know that, and I really admire you for talking about the influence of culture, the influence of education system that is not serving us. And of course, that culture has given us that, passed on their limitations to us. And now we are stuck in those limitations. So what is your understanding about it? And what makes you an expert on talking about this topic, which you call like money mindset or money frequency? We'll just discuss that in a while.
See, money isn't the object anymore. I've let go of money being the object to expanding people. And see, the business world and the education in the business world, and you know, it comes out of this, it's all about the money and how much they can get. It's not about how, what they can do for the world. Yeah. And the money, the business schools and all the schools has got our ancestors' enslaving mindset. And if you really look, just look back through history, people have an enslaving mindset and they think there's never enough money.
Yeah.
There's plenty of money. But the thing is, something I just expanded into, you know, the money's at the top because they use their innovation. Yeah. Well, when you get your innovation, you get to tap into that money source.
Yes.
It's your wisdom, insight, clarity, and it's tapping into the frequencies and the energy of money and not focus on the money, but expanding your wisdom, because your wisdom, insight, clarity, and your talents are your money.
Yeah.
Because everybody has that. Yeah, you know, people can make money by being unsavory, but money's got an energy and an orneriness. If you do something unsavory to make a lot of money, and you can look at Madoff and Epstein, money's going to have a karma, and the money, they're going to do something and you're going to lose the money. Well, even Enron, you look at all the corporations that were really nasty. They all had a karma and money left them. It's just like anything. You hold on to anything really tight, you're going to squeeze it. And, you know, it's like life. If you put life, your life right here in a bowl, a deal of Jell-O, and you hold it like that, and you listen to the world, nothing happens. But when you start thinking and getting all contrary, and you close that hand, it becomes a mess. We make our own lives a mess.
Yeah.
By our thinking, memory, mind, and everything we was taught in school.
Yes, and we can't understand it all logically. And I believe that nobody gets it from a very early age, because we all have some influences of our society, of our culture, of our parents around it, ancestral mindset and slavery that you talk about. So when was the realization that you had about this money frequency thing?
About 3 years ago.
Okay.
Because I was doing this. I got into coaching. I thought I'd make money and do this. And then all of a sudden, I realized money comes when I have the frequencies, but when I engage into it. But if I'm doing it for money, I'll never have anything, because I'm not doing it to expand the world. One of my favorite people in the world is Gandhi. You know, you look at all the world. Gandhi passed away in the 50s, I think, somewhere in there, right? He still has classes taught about him outside of the school system. The only way a public leader or a president, they only are taught about in history class. And I opened my eyes to that. Here's a man that brought the English Empire down without firing a shot. That's when I start realizing wisdom and insight and communication will take you everywhere. But that ancestor enslaving mindset that I had, the revenge thinking that I encompassed, it was starving me out of my soul. And see, you look at the world today, we're trying to get out of the situation we're in with the same mindset, education, and business mindset that got us into it. And also, when somebody says they don't have a business, you know what a business is? It's a name on a sheet of paper in a file cabinet.
Yeah.
That's all a business is. Somebody says to me they have a business, that means they're in their file cabinet. All a business is, like my coaching and hypnotherapy and speaking, it's an enterprise of communication, wisdom, and insight to expand the world. And I grew up, my parents come out of the 30s. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, they were tough people. And the thing is I picked up on their way of talking and their way of looking at things, and I embedded all their poverty consciousness, and I didn't realize it until, well, I realized it about 15 years ago, but I really started opening up to understand, if I'm doing things for money, I'm never going to expand.
Yes, absolutely. And this is, I see people making this mistake all the time, that they keep money on pedestal, right? And they are never able to get to that level, and as a very clear consequence that they keep on struggling with money. So that comes from the system where when we are children and we see our parents struggling with money, then we get a lot of different beliefs and, you know, the kind of emotions that we felt that time, and those emotions are still living inside of us. So this started with that, because body has a memory. And I believe that our body is the representation of our subconscious mind, because our subconscious mind talks to us through our body. And we have stopped listening to our bodies and we are listening to our minds all the time, which is telling us only the enslaving things and, you know, the limitations taught by the society. What do you think about it, Robert? What is your point of view?
That's the wisest thing anybody can say. That's what it is, because my subconscious mind is right here.
Yeah.
It's right around here. And the heart wisdom is 6,000 times stronger than the brain. Everything in the mind is from yesterday. So I took the word mind and mindset out of my life.
Yeah.
I use subconscious scenery because I can do different things with the scenery. And mindset is you're locked like this.
Yeah.
You have no flexibility and you want to respond. And when it comes to communication, you're thinking about your response rather than listening. Well, if you listen to the wisdom, and then you open up to a revelation instead of a mindset, then you open up to have the sovereign valor to talk to people. See, that's the thing. A mindset, when I hear the word mindset, the conversation's over.
Yeah.
They're locked and blocked in yesterday. You know, something else just on this thing. You know, weekly wages are the economy. Yeah. They keep the economy going. But something else, you know, Hina, all the business people, the managers, the CEOs, the politicians, marketers, everybody goes home for 30 days when the world still functions.
Mm-hmm.
Day-to-day life.
Yeah.
But if all the hourly workers go home, the truck drivers, the nurses, what happens to the world? We never take time to understand the flow of life.
Yeah.
Life is like a tree. We have the seed, the trunk, and the top. But it takes the trunk to feed the top. Mm-hmm. And when you start starving out the trunk like we're doing right now, the top is going to come down to visit.
That's beautiful. Yes, I loved it.
But, you know, I just run 100 mile an hour for money. All I did was run into a wall. But since I opened up to listening to the wisdom of my daily life, and the thing else, something else I really opened up to is my intuition, imagination, innovation, inspiration, and talents. That is my moneymaker.
Yes.
This out here, if I can engage in people and communicate with people, I'll forever be good.
Imagine a healing and coaching experience in the magical Bali, Indonesia. Light yoga, healthy food, simple meditations, conscious living, inner healing, a ton of interesting activities, plus coaching sessions on creating your career success blueprint, mindset shifts, including your money mindset and peak performance. You would come back with fresh new confidence and positive power with your very own success blueprint to make a true difference at your work, impact the world around you, and make much, much more money in your career. It's happening on various dates starting October this year, and I would love for you to be a part of it. Visit my website, www.authorhina.com, to know more about this luxury retreat. You'd come back as a different person. I promise you that.
Money is all around us, and we think about it more than almost every other aspect of our lives. But how can we make more of it, and what's our drive for building wealth beyond just the numbers in our bank account? Join us on the Make More podcast as our host Matt Heslin brings to you a dynamic lineup of experts in the world of investing, business, health, and beyond. Together, they unpack the secrets to not just surviving, but thriving in today's economy. It's about more than just wealth. It's about crafting life experiences, seizing opportunities, and building a legacy. Subscribe now to the Make More with Matt Heslin podcast and join us every week for new expert insights and inspiration.
College education and business make you selfish because you're going to do things for money. And a lot of people, and I've done it, the integrity in a lot of times leaves.
And they forget their purpose also, because purpose as in that what we are here to do, right? And it gets so limited. And the corporate professionals, for example, we're talking about them. So we know that they go to their work just because they want the paycheck by the end of the month or by the end of the week, whatever it is. Now the question is that they have contained certain emotions that are certain frequency that is living inside of them. Now it's already there, right? The work has already been done. The limitation has already been formed. Now, what is the way out? How do they break through that pattern?
Getting out of the limitation? It's actually very simple. Everything you think and know and everything you've done yesterday or previously, that's your limitation today. And see, this high speed, no grease world we live in is a limitation. The more I open up to this, and I hope I say this, college education is great, but we use it as an absolute. All education in business school is like a highway for you to be chauffeured on. What it teaches us is we take it as an absolute and we make it a paralyzation pollution within us. I hope people understand this, but college education is actually a fear. You fear your education isn't going to take you. And then you get the arrogance that I'm educated and they ain't, so we don't talk to them. See, the world lost communication in this world. And, you know, I'm a union electrician. And how do I want to say this? But, you know, I make good money as an electrician. But I actually, if the world stopped today, I can still do electrical work. And how is that education? And see, we didn't use the education to get the innovation of the physical world. See, wisdom comes from the daily experiences, from being working with your hands. And you're looking at the world today and all this artificial intelligence and stuff. Well, I watched what spell check did to me. I can't spell anything anymore.
Yeah, right.
I know how to click on the button and change it. And the more we get into the artificial intelligence, the more we lose our individual innovation.
Yes.
And I don't use artificial intelligence. It's just like money. The more you have it, the more afraid you are of letting it go. Money is like a river to the ocean. You're the ocean, and the world and all the water is a tributary to your wealth. Have you ever really been in a real, real bad bind of money and stuff, but out of nowhere money comes?
Right. We're all taken care of. It's all a spiritual game. And we are playing an end game, right? We want something and we pass on our time. Like the life is not flowing for us. We are just thinking that, okay, we get into school and college, 20 years gone. And then we are looking for a job 1 year and 2 years. We have already, you know, spent that amount of time. And then we start doing our job and we are still not happy. It has become an end game, and we reach by the end of the life when we are just, you know, dying, or we're just on the verge of death. And then we look back and we see that we have not lived our life. It's just that we kept on chasing money. So now the thing is that when we keep chasing something, it will always keep running before us, right? We would never be able to get hold of that. And we don't really need to do that. We just stand still, serve our purpose in the world, and we are always taken care of. There is some infinite intelligence that is always taking care of us. We just need to sync with that.
Yeah, see, spirit is a unique thing.
Yeah.
I didn't really realize how big it was until I was walking one day in the desert and sunrise was coming up. And I said, sunrise spirit. And I said, oh, yeah. my spirit is all over. Yeah. And see, the innovation of people will rise this out of anything. And see, people have been told they ain't talented if you ain't got education and all this. But the unique talents of everybody is never in a book. The dreams aren't in a book. It's in your listening to your own innovation. And education will rise you.
Yeah.
But when you use it as an absolute, it actually shrinks you down.
Yes.
Education it's a foundation. But your innovation, inspiration rises you up.
Right.
Did I ever do the think, know, learn thing with you? Here, let's do this. I'm going to say think, know, learn. And after I say them, you say them. Think. Say it out loud.
Think.
Know.
Know.
Learn.
Learn.
Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Thoughts. Thoughts. What do you feel?
Limited.
Okay. Now we're going to say inspiration, imagination, innovation, intuition, wisdom, and revelations. Inspiration.
Inspiration.
Innovation.
Innovation.
Imagination.
Imagination.
Intuition.
Intuition.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Revelations.
Revelations.
What do you feel?
Open and expanded.
Think, know, learn, knowledge, all that is from the outside world. Intuition, imagination, wisdom, revelations. That's your natural talent speaking to you.
Yeah.
That's what the flowing energy of life is inside you. And also, if you take the words think, know, learn, and knowledge out of your life, think is inspiration, know is understand. Say learn, and then say comprehend and see what's in your life. And then knowledge is wisdom, and thoughts is revelation. And all that does is take the thinking memory mind, because when we try to come from school and use the education to go forward, it's all from yesterday, and it's all what somebody else wants you to do. You know, if you want to control a country, you indoctrinate the education system with what you want to do.
Yeah, that's the truth. Like, we are controlled through media, through news, through our education system and the books that are written on the daily basis. So we are definitely controlled. Now, our job is to understand and break free. How easy is it to expand out of our own limitations? Because, see, we don't know what we don't know, right? So we are talking about it right now, and people are listening to us right now. But I'm not sure if they are truly believing in what we are talking about, because what they have learned what they have, you know, imbibed so far. That is a very different concept, like very different limitations that they already have learned. They already have become expert in that. So now how possible is it that what should they do as a very first simple step to come out of their own limitations?
First of all, you got to sit down and write where your lifestyle. You got to write down your dreams or something, your lifestyle. You got to just exaggerate it. What do you want in life? What is a passion? Where do you want to live? And don't be shy about it. Then admit everything you think and know will limit you. But it's admit you encompass things. You got to admit it to get rid of it. But you got to be really very, very, it's called a visionary veracity. Veracity is you never lie to yourself. But you really got to get down and you got to admit. And a lot of times it comes down to admitting to your egotistical arrogance, know-it-all ignorance, and have to be center of attention and have to have everything your way. Mm-hmm. That were my four. I was good at them too. Yeah. But it's really comes down to admitting it. And you got to really get honest with yourself. Okay, I want this, but I don't know how. And that's it. I don't know. That's the key words right there. I don't know. And what that is, I should say, I don't understand how to get there. And really, it's a path, but it's an inner path. And the way I did it, I had to start admitting to things and just being honest. My education system, I wasn't good in school. And there were things said to me in the school years by teachers and stuff. I encompassed that. And my parents said things, you'll never amount to anything. That all is in your subconscious. You don't have to go into the drama and trauma. Okay, that's in there. That's in there. Admit it to get rid of it. And understand your present moment is an awakening. But you got to appreciate your life. And you got to get right down and admit to what your current life is. Okay, I have this. I have this. And then when you go to bed at night, you want to turn your life over to your intuition and your dreams. And you can really actually dream your way out of situations if you pay attention. See, we've never been taught that our dreams mean anything, but it really comes down to what did your parents talk about? What was your school years like? What was your friends like? What was said to you? You know, all that stuff, you know, we act like it. You got to quit trying to think you're tough. You got to really get down. I had to get down and my parents, I encompass. My dad didn't get mad over everything, so I got mad over everything. My mom, they're all selfish. They're great people, but, you know, you got to admit their shortcomings because we all have them. All they are shortcomings because we never understood how to expand out of them. And that's a key word, is give yourself permission to rise out of your current situations. Yeah. Appreciate yourself, admit you encompass it, and everything that happens in your life is an awakening. Let go of right and wrong. Right is an accomplishment. Wrong is an awakening. And see, if you use awakening instead of chaos, you keep that subconscious mind curious rather than wound and bound in yesterday's BS. And I'm going to say this, stop setting boundaries. Boundaries are fears, and fears are subconscious representations. When I hear the word boundary and somebody says set boundaries, all you're doing is setting new fears and limitations. It's a four questions. Why am I apprehensive about this situation? Why is this occurring for me to rise out of a situation? Where's the wisdom? And where is the trial? Where is the road of, where's my trials of triumph opening up my path of enlightenment? See, and you want to let go of solutions because all you are is on a path. You never get caught up in looking for solutions because solutions are pollution.
Yeah, right.
Enlightenment is a brightening of your own brilliance. Yeah. And like today, I wrote I got a class coming out called I Admit I Miss My Life by Bitching and Complaining. And see, that's the thing. Another thing, don't complain about your life. Yeah. Why is this occurring for me rather than why is... And I was one of the best bitchers and whiners and complainers in the world. All it did was make me angry at myself. And see, that's the thing. You never get mad at anybody else. You get mad at yourself. And all the self-pity, trauma, and drama, that's you doing it to yourself.
Yes.
But you're looking for sympathy from the outside world. Mm-hmm. When you can let go of that and you think because you have a business, you're important, you're not. Mm-hmm. Your business is there to make people's lives better. It's how do I expand the world? Like for me, this is my own premonition. I want to expand 100 million people for $100 million.
That's brilliant. And it's so important that take a few steps back, look at your life and think what you want. What do you want? What do you really want? And then set that intention. And it takes a lot of awareness. And when we understand ourselves with a lot of awareness and we know what we really want, and we set that intention into the universe, then enjoy life. Then forget everything about it. Because from then on, you are taken care of. Or once you set your intention out in the world, then you are taken care of. Just enjoy everything, every good or bad, success or failure that's coming your way.
You said the magic words, but you want to communicate away all your dismay and society's decay. You want to express your dreams, desires, and accomplished outcomes to the universe. And all you want to do is go to someplace where a secluded place and just say it all.
Right. It's time to break free. It's time to break those shackles that society has, passed on to us. And we are enjoying that imprisonment and the limitations. We enjoy being slaves, right? This is what we are doing. I see that all the time around me. And even in my family, I see that people call me crazy. People call me that, what I think is not possible. But I know that everything I want, the universe is always supporting. And even if things are not happening the way I intended long ago, I still am enjoying, like, perhaps the better things I'm getting. So it's very important that you come out of that limitation. And of course, our parents are good people. But then it's our own individual life. And it's our responsibility to live our own authentic and unique life.
You want to be an individualist, just like you just said. An individualist is a nonconformist. It is. But, everything you said there is true. And, sometimes you don't have to have your friends forever.
Yes, correct.
But what you said there is about the liberation. That's why I like pure liberation. Sovereign valor, sovereign expansion. I like politically incorrect inspiration. Anything that rises you out of your current life. But the thing is, you have to appreciate your current life. You have to admit to it. And then you want to give yourself permission to rise out of it.
And as we are talking about money in this interview, I would like to add that don't chase money. And whatever you are doing, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're believing and feeling, and it's all creating your frequency. So just upgrade that frequency and you will match with the correct amount of money that will be at your frequency and you will attract it very easily without doing much. And money and the hard work, no relation, the correlation between the two. So people think that the more I work, the more money I get. That's the myth. And I don't believe in that. I don't know what people think about it, but I have personally never believed that. What do you say about that, Robert?
Look at Warren Buffett. You want to listen to a man about with money? He never talks about his money. He talks about how he makes his money. He talks about what he does, but he never talks about how hard he worked to get it.
Yes.
And see, people that make money never work hard.
Yes. Correct.
Innovate and manifest.
Yeah.
I looked at the world, and if you really want to, this is kind of cold, but I'm going to say it. If you look at the world, it's not changed much on the surface. Mm-hmm. We still have cheap labor, poverty consciousness, child labor, human trafficking, and we're supposed to be modernized. But mm-hmm. we're still the same. That comes from our ancestors' enslaving mindsets that's still in the school system and business today. And, for me, if I can open up somebody to make them more wealthy than me, I'm happy. That makes my day. I'm at peace with life. And see, everybody wants to be happy.
Yes.
But being at peace is where it's at. And I finally got there to inner peace. And it really is about really stepping away from society and just enjoying the free-flowing energy of life.
What you're talking about is pure wisdom, and I am sure that people can learn a lot from you. So would you like to talk about your classes, how people can learn more from you?
You know, my classes are on my website, and they're also on Thinkific, and it's called The Gifts of Liberation is on Thinkific. But the classes on mycowboywisdom.com, there's 8 or 9 of them. I got a bunch more. But the thing is I got two of them coming out. One is I give myself permission to rise out of struggle. And that's the thing about, you know, you've been had to ask for permission all your life, but the one you never give permission to is you.
Yes.
And stop being told what to do. Stop telling people what to do and listen for the inspiration. And on there, and in my classes on My Cowboy Wisdom, there's one called I Am the Unmanipulator of My Life. Because we have been so manipulated into thinking somebody else knows what's best for us, we never get away from it. And the first one is The Gifts of Liberation. And that's something I really want people to understand. You take the word heal out of your life and start using the word liberation. Take the word forgiveness out of your life. Use appreciation. Appreciation is a higher form of forgiveness. Because you appreciate yourself for you went through the event. And see, it takes the blame and the shame out of life because you appreciate yourself. And it really discharges the emotions and the feelings. And also take the word change. See, change, heal, create, transformation are all good words. But the thing about them, Hina, is you're trying to liberate yourself while the memories are active. When you use expand, energize, enterprise, experience, appreciation, understand, the subconscious mind is quiet and it's open to receiving the new scenery you want, your electro scenarios of your dreams. Yes. See, the thing about it is, I was always trying to do the change. And I'm going to say this to you, stop healing the past, stop even dealing with the past. Start getting the path where you want to go. First thing you want to do is write some simple little inspiration, something you want to achieve, and you want to focus on that. When you give yourself a beginning of the pathway out, you start letting go of the past naturally. And pretty soon, you don't even want to talk about it. And that's something I've noticed in all the self-help, personal growth, self-improvement books, punctuated writing, psychology books. They never let you out of the past. Oh, you got to heal the past. No, you got to liberate the now. Even in business, all they talk about is this, this, and this. And they really have an enslaving mindset, but they also have a poverty consciousness written in it. And the thing about poverty consciousness, that's something you got to deal with on your own. You got to admit you have it and then really realize whenever you receive something, even if you see a nickel laying on the ground and you pick it up, that's abundance. That's how, you know, and if you go there someplace, especially gamblers, when they win, they don't win just because of their talent. Sometimes it's luck, but sometimes it's their energy.
Yes, it's energy. Exactly. So it's important that you rise from your poverty consciousness to abundance consciousness.
You know, when you compare your wealth to somebody else's wealth, that's poverty. When you look at somebody else's wealth and you witness that, all you got to say, I have the talents. I encompass the talents to have that. You encompass the same talents as everybody in the world.
Yeah.
It's about you opening up to understand your talents are unique and your talents are never going to fit into a book. That's the thing I want people to know. Your talents, intuition, imagination, innovation, and unique talents are in zero books. They're you, and you got to listen to your daily life to enhance the dance with your dreams.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's such a beautiful thing to say. And people must take charge of their life just right in this moment and do what it takes. This is very important. Let life flow, and you will really enjoy your life like you have never done before.
But life is a liberating invitation, fostering, emancipating energy for you to live your dreams.
Yes.
See, life is an invitation. It's not a thing. And you got to quit thinking, waking up in the morning, complaining, and oh my God, that was one of the biggest things I did, Hina. Mm-hmm. I wake up in the morning, I am sovereign, dynamic, and accomplished. First three words. Then I go witness sunrise. Sunrise is the universe saying good morning, and the sun rising is your soul showing you a better way.
Yeah. I love your Instagram post, Robert. Would you like to tell our listeners about your Instagram account so that people can follow you? And I want to tell you that Robert posts on Instagram. Like, I love that content.
It's just CWBYWSDM on and Instagram. And what I do, and oh, this is when you wake up in the morning, do 30 seconds of inspiration, make a video, do whatever. But I make two videos, one for Facebook and YouTube, and then I make one on Instagram. But it's just 30 seconds of inspiration. There's always about rising out of something or talking about the sun. And what that does is opening up the listening to the airways of the universe, speaking its epiphanies to my intuitive Wi-Fi, to waltz internally, feeling energized. And also the words you use. All the words you speak aren't about the people you think you speak about. They're about yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
Every word that comes out of your mouth is about you.
Yes.
Man, that was a rude awakening when I was just a robust awakening. Yeah. And see, all the chaos in the world and all the challenges the world faces is the universe or God, whatever, is inviting us to rise out of our own, out of the education and the business way of life.
It's such a wonderful conversation. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. So I'm also including your contact information in the show notes section so that people can find you there and learn more about your classes, buy your books, and learn from you more and more. Thank you very much for being so awesome.
Thank you for being awesomer and having your show. I love coming on in our conversation.
I love to have you again. Thank you very much, Robert. See you very soon. I hope this conversation has ignited a spark of inspiration in your hearts and minds, urging you to break free from the hurt and chart your own course towards financial freedom. Don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn and let me know what's your number one takeaway from this unconventional conversation. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review to help us spread the wisdom to even more eager ears. That's it for this week. I'll see you next week. Love you guys and girls. Stay happy and safe. Thank you for tuning in. I invite you to subscribe to this podcast and go to my website, authorhina.com, for life and career changing tools and resources. Be sure to download and read my book, Secrets of the Six-Figure Employee with Zero Stress. It's available on Amazon.